I mean, I don't know. It didn't make any sense whatsoever. And then obviously Arizona marches on down and scores a touchdown.
I want to go to the Lions. I want to hear from the fans. Cole in San Francisco. Biggest problems with the 49ers. What are they, Cole?
What up, Shasky? What up, Bonte? How y'all doing today?
I'm doing amazing, baby. I'm all smiles.
So I got a few folks I want to address. First, Kyle Shanahan, you have been crowned this offensive football genius, and you are damn good. However, show me one offensive football genius whose team scored 0 points in the second half. I don't care about the damn kicker being Kurt. Go score touchdowns. What are we doing? We got to finish in the red zone. Show me an offensive genius who's 1 for 6 in the red zone, 9 for 22 on the season. Those are trash numbers. Brandon Ayuk, welcome to the 2024 season, my friend. Thank you. Finally, hello. Welcome to play football. Debo Samuel, do we need to file a missing persons report? Should we alert the Santa Clara Police Department? Where are you at, bro? Maybe you could talk about where you've been at on your podcast. Give me a damn break. Brock Purdy, you did not play well yesterday, my brother. 19 of 35 is not going to cut it. Accuracy and timing is your calling card. Where the hell was that at? Get rid of the football. Stop running around for 13 seconds. You are not Lamar Jackson, okay? And when it comes to this defense, stop the damn run. This defense is Swiss cheese. We cannot get off the field on third down. 170 yards on the ground to the Cardinals? Are you kidding me? James Conner was running all over us. Come on, man. And the real issue here, fellas, the real issue with these San Francisco 49ers, and it's been building, is that the 49ers cannot close games out. It's gotten to the point where if we're not up 3 scores, the game is in reach. Step on people's necks. Close out games. The Cardinals, come on, man, clean it up. There's a lot of football left, but there are changes that need to be made. People need to stop pointing the finger outward and start pointing the finger inward. Take some damn accountability and go close out a football game. It's always bang, bang, Niner gang. Let's go.
Hey, that's another candidate for Call of the Week. Call in San Francisco.
In back-to-back years, in the last 2 games against the Cardinals, they played December 17th last year. They've given up over 400 yards in rushing to the Cardinals those 2 games.
In Glendale, Arizona, they ran all over them, but the offense was so dynamic and so potent. Didn't matter.
400 yards.
Well, this is the deal. You're going to have to win some shootouts here, because you can't count on this defense to get stops. The goal for the 49ers offensively, and it's a tough task, but when you got Debo getting paid all the money he's getting paid, you got Ayuk getting all the money he's getting paid, Trent Williams getting paid all the money he's getting, you know, George Kittle and Juszczyk, who wasn't happy about a restructure, you know what? You may have to go out there and score damn near every possession. You may, and that's a tall ask, but we this is what time it is right now. Until the defense can fix itself offensively, you got to score touchdowns. 9-22 in the red zone is just not good enough. Let's go to BPA. Brian and Palo Alto, what's happening?
Good morning.
What's up, BPA?
I think not Brock's best game, not Kyle's best game from an offensive coaching standpoint, but to me the big story is the defense is broken. And you have a coaching problem, you have a scheme problem, and they're both, I mean, you almost have to fix both of them. But Sorensen was a very, very poor decision on Kyle's part to make defensive coordinator. And there's no one to blame but himself. And these are the kind of things that, you know, he's not going to get fired now or this year or probably in the next 2 years. But what sinks a coach is when you make bad decisions and you don't take accountability for them. That's what happened to Belichick in New England. And Kyle's starting to show that a lot more, where he's just not willing to own his mistakes and decisions because he doesn't want to eat it from a public perception standpoint. And it's a bad trend, and I think it's filtering through the locker room. I don't see a team showing a lot of accountability out there, and that's
BPA. I'll let you finish one second. I'm gonna let you finish, but like when I look at this year, just this year, Robert Sala, they outcoached. Who else?
Gerard Mayo.
One thing that you always felt with the Niners and with Kyle is that we have a coaching advantage, and I don't feel that's the case anymore. I do feel like Kyle's still very good. Just defensively, they are. It's pathetic.
Yeah.
They have no disguise, no variation. If Kyle were to be objective and look at the film for that defense, he would say, I could slice and dice this all day and put up 50 points with two hands behind my back against that defense. And, like, you can't run a wide nine when you don't have good inside defensive linemen or linebackers. You can't do it.
What about the offense scoring only 16, though?
Yeah, I know that. I get it. But, like, the offense will get it together. Yes, it hurts not having McCaffrey, but you're not a championship-contending team if you don't have a defense.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree. And they don't have a defense. Yeah, watch the end of that Green Bay game, and that defensive coordinator is bawling out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, disguise, coverage, blitzing, they showing from all college. Sorts of different looks.
Yeah.
And Sorensen is just – it's almost like a – like. AI-generated coach, right? Like, he's just sitting. It's like, okay, yeah, run our wide nine, our Seahawks cover three, and just toss it out there, and it's very easy to scheme against. And I think we're seeing it happen. It's just bad coaching.
There's no doubt.
Made a bad decision.
Bad decision. I'm with you on Sorensen in defense. I know the offense scores 16 points. I have a lot more confidence in Brock Purdy and Shanahan getting the offense together and getting it fixed. I do have confidence in the offense. I do. Defensively, outside of Fred, like Devondre Campbell, I'm going to say this again. I don't want to be too hard on him. But even now, he may not even be on this team.
But Bunce, you cannot tell me with a straight face he's better than Bethune and Jalen.
I'm just telling you. He may not even be on his team at the end of the month.
And he's got Deons on,
I don't care what he looks like.
No, I know.
You play well. You look good. We've all been around those players growing up.
Yeah.
Guys wear the sleeve. They got the good cleats. Got the visor on. They look saucy, right? And they can't play worth the damn. Well, that's where Devondre Campbell is right now. He doesn't fit this game. And it's a reason why Green Bay, who are a Super Bowl contender, said, Devondre Campbell, you can walk. We don't give a damn about you walking out of this system. And it wasn't, to me, it didn't start off right with Devondre Campbell because he took a shot at Green Bay immediately the day he signed with the 49ers.
And
when
no
you
business.
Take shots like that at another team and you play like you are, you know what? He may be cut in a month. He may be cut. Now, I know we're trying to get the Shanahan conference call. He's going to be on a conference call at about 8:45 addressing the media here. Maybe we'll flip
but
that
Bonte,
and
you
get
know,
that
like,
sound here. So
the bigger issue to me is I'm not going to use the M word, which is mutiny, but it feels like there is something brewing in the, when it comes to this roster. There's just something brewing. And here's what I would say is that when you pay this many guys the money that they've paid, I'm talking premium players, where's the leadership and accountability? I don't want to hear about schemes. I don't want to hear about injuries. I don't want to hear about, you know, I need to do better, blah, blah, blah. Just like, I'm tired of not seeing and hearing accountability from the top paid players.
That's what I'm saying.
Also rolls over to the head coach, because I look at the head coach and I go, when you enable the players to be in full control at every single turn, look what you've created. And right now, their culture, if you're asking me straight up, feels like it's taking a huge hit.
Well, when you allow the players to throw a coach under the bus like they did last season, whether or not we thought the coach was good or not, that rears its ugly head. Because now the players feel like they could do anything they damn want. And there's no policing. You think Belichick's letting guys destroy his coordinators?
No.
You think Andy Reid is letting guys destroy his coordinators? And they tried to destroy Eric Bieniemy, but Andy Reid had his back.
Yeah.
He policed that stuff. And then when it was time to walk, hey, Eric Bieniemy, it's probably not the best fit for you. Let's move on. It's run its course. But great coaches, McVay, you think people are ripping Shula or Raheem Morris when he was there or whoever else was there? It's not happening.
But, you know, the point about Green Bay that Brian Impalato was making, and I talked to you about, like, they hired a coordinator who was the Boston College head coach. Now, he's got fired from that job.
Yep.
They brought someone in from the outside, had very little NFL experience, and they went out on a limb. The guy they fired was LaFleur's good friend.
Yep.
I mean, LaFleur vouched for him and vouched for him and vouched for him. Next thing you know, he had to get rid of him, and he's forced to hire from outside. The Niners went insular with this hire. They tried to go outside last year. Everybody revolted. The coach didn't even have enough credibility and backbone to stick up for the hire that they made.
Right.
I don't know, man. The leadership is lacking. I'm really frustrated with the leadership.
The leadership and the personnel is not as good.
No, but it starts with the coach.
But you know what, though? And I said this in real time about the defense last year. It wasn't as bad as everybody made it out to be. It wasn't as bad. Like, I look at that Minnesota game. We were so fixated to cover zero blitz with the worst calls before halftime. You don't do that. I get that. But they gave us 6 points in the second half. The quarterback threw two interceptions. I don't want to hear about concussions because he was on the football field. He shouldn't have been on the football field, but he was on the football field. And the facts are he threw two interceptions in the fourth quarter. The defense in that Cincinnati game a week after, short week, they looked slow. Gave up 17 points. Joe Burrow looked like the greatest thing ever, right, at quarterback. They shut him out in the second half, and they were driving. They were driving, in the third quarter, and they were driving. And it was Brock Purdy who threw that egregious interception right before the end of the third quarter. Cincinnati didn't score. It's still 17-10. What did Brock Purdy do? He threw another interception. What I'm saying is it wasn't as bad as everybody made out to seem. And then in the Super Bowl, I know who the better coach was on the field. Wilkes was better than Shanahan that day.
But I also now, in retrospect, am looking and I'm saying, wow, man, no Dre Greenlaw is a way bigger loss than I thought. And no Armstead on this team, no Chase Young on this team. And I think those guys are better than the guys that are, you know, playing right now.
Better. Well, I don't know what Armstead's doing in Jacksonville. They just
no, but I'm just saying, last year, the personnel was better. I agree that the scheme isn't great. But I think the personnel was better last year. I mean, I'm ready to also say Gibson was better than some of these guys last year.
Tashaun Gibson had a horrible end of the year.
Tashaun
Gibson was better. He was better. Right now, you don't have good cover safeties. You don't have good conversations.
Here's the other part that I feel like we're tap-toeing around. There is a part of me that is fearful that we've reached kind of like after about a year and a half with Jimmy, after 2019, it did feel like the offense got so predictable and everyone knew where they wanted to throw on the field. And it feels right now, Flores put out a game plan that everyone's trying to mimic. And even though they had great numbers last week, the efficiency isn't where it needs to be. They're holding the ball way more than I like. The timing and the rhythm is a tick off. The offense equally hasn't looked as – it just hasn't looked the same. There's been moments and drives, and they still put up points.
Well, we know why,
but
though.
It's just the totality of the offense don't look right.
Well, that's this season, right? Because you don't have Christian McCaffrey.
I'm saying this year, yeah.
You don't have Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey has not played a snap this year, and he may not play a snap this season. Both Achilles are hurting from Christian McCaffrey. So you don't have Christian McCaffrey, so of course it's going to look a little different. You don't have CMC, who is the offensive player of the year.
Best player.
And may have been MVP of the league.
Yeah, best player.
All right? So you don't have Christian McCaffrey. You have a hold-in with Brandon Ayuk, which disrupts all the timing in the world, right? You've already had Deebo miss a game.
Yeah.
Kittle missed a game. Yeah, missed a game.
Kittle looked physically all right. He looks like he's already laboring this year.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's solid. He's okay yesterday.
Well, he had a big drop, too.
He did have a big drop, but he was okay yesterday. I'm going to focus on some positives.
He wasn't all bad. He does look a little compromised.
It wasn't all bad. So, of course, the offense isn't going to look the same.
Jawan Jennings looks like he broke his hand or his finger or something.
But you're getting a great year from Jawan Jennings.
No doubt.
You're getting a great year so it's hard for me to look at the offense and say, boy, they look stale when they just averaged 30 points a game last season. But no, I'm saying last year. Yeah. I'm saying overall. Yesterday, the offense was bad.
This year, they don't look right.
They don't look right. But all those components, of course, they're not going to look right. You don't have CMC. You don't have Brandon Ayuk in shape. Deebo's hurt.
Trent Williams is holding out of training camp.
Yeah, you got a new right guard.
Colt McKivitz is cutting his teeth.
You know?
He is the offensive play caller. So when they fall short on offense, I think even more should rain down on them.
Well, you know what? How many games has the special teams lost?
Yesterday, are you blaming the special teams? They got a touchdown.
I asked the question, how many games has the special teams cost this team this season?
I'd say at least one, if not two.
Minnesota got a block punt.
But they were going to get blown out by Minnesota. That's where I disagree with people.
They got a block punt against Minnesota.
And the Rams did a fake punt.
Like, right. And then you had the big kickoff punt return against the LA Rams. So, and then you had to miss field goal against the LA Rams. Yeah, so special teams hasn't been great. But I'm with you here where something is off with this football team. And I've been saying that too. But I'm not going to go to the point where I'm like, we got to think about a coaching change.
No, I'm not going to say that.
After they had four NFC championship appearances. There's no doubt. But I'm going to keep my cool because I've seen this team get off to slow starts under Kyle Shanahan. They have got off to slow starts.
The Purdy-Shanahan dynamic, it just looks stale. He's holding the ball. The last couple weeks,
they're off right now. They just broke franchise records last year.
Why did the Rams and Arizona, two teams in your division who have seen you multiple times and seen Purdy multiple times, why did they have the magic elixir to just completely neutralize you in the second half offensively?
Offensively, I thought they played well against the LA Rams.
In the second half?
Purdy missed throws. That's not Purdy. He missed Brandon Ayuk wide open.
Yeah, I think it goes
wide open.
Purdy and Shanahan.
You had to big drop with Ronnie Bell.
Yeah.
The big drop with Ronnie Bell, which would have won the game.
Well, but
they would have won the game. It would have won the game had Ronnie Bell caught that football.
And he also threw the big interception late against New England, which was like, what are you doing?
They won that football game, at least.
I don't think Purdy's been great this year.
No, he hasn't been great. He was really
good in the Rams game until the fourth quarter in the late third quarter.
Injury update for Kyle Shanahan just now with his presser. More tests now being done on Moody.
I mean, he's
on Jake Moody and Talanoa Hufanga. We'll have more info on the injuries. And Jacob Cowing is day to day with the shoulder injury. Ricky Pearsall is continuing his rehab this week. That is an injury update from Kyle Shanahan.
Another update too. They are bringing in four kickers. You did not give the names, so Kyle Shanahan on his conference call weekly early because it's Thursday Night Football. Yeah. So bringing in four kickers to try out today.
I'm sure the kid from Cal is one of them. In the Vans.
Daniel?
Daniel Villasenor.
There you go.
What was that?
Daniel Villasenor, the sophomore engineering major who didn't know what that means.
$100,000 on College Game Day. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, College Game Day at Berkeley is a huge success. They do it every single week. They bring in some student to kick for $75,000, $100,000, and Daniel made it.
All right, let's go to the lines.